welcome to the Williams Meekin YB Herton phone conference line.
Good morning.
Good morning, Ruth.
Good morning, Monty. I just dialed in how to win friends and influence people. I'm not sure what I did. Number I did. I thought I might like to dial into that again.
Give us the number.
I don't know. Must have been something close. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, good morning. Sounds like a Glenn.
Yes, it is. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you.
So, I'm dialing in from Alabama this morning.
Alabama? What are you doing in Alabama?
My daughter Shannon lives here.
Oh, well, great. That it's warm down there.
It is just nice right now, but later on this afternoon, probably not so much.
So who else do we have on the call this morning?
Kathleen.
Good morning,
Miller.
Kathleen. Good to have you here. So you are on the WebEx?
Yes.
So it's really time for us to get started. We have Monty and Kathleen and Glenn and somebody else or a couple, a few others. We usually have quite a few on the phone side. Anyone else wish to speak up? Tell us what you...
Good morning.
Good morning, Margaret. Nice to have you with us.
Thank you.
Okay.
They didn't want to take my password for some reason.
Oh. Well, I called the wrong number to begin with, so... I thought I might like to call them again. They were How to Win Friends and Influence People. Good morning, good morning.
Hi, it's Mary Lou.
Good morning, Mary Lou.
Good morning. Good news that you've mapped home, huh?
That is good news, yes. And the even exciting news is he's, I think, interested and maybe even somewhat determined at this point to stay on a program that will be... lower that blood pressure.
Good.
Good.
You going to come to our call?
Good.
Pardon me? Mary Lou?
Is he going to come on our calls?
I doubt it. Not exactly a morning person.
Oh, okay.
So I'm sending him information. When I'm sending it down. Glenn, did you try to say something?
No, I'm just kind of getting resettled here. Sorry. I can put it on mute.
If anybody does have noise in the background, that does help to have it on mute. Otherwise, we'd like to have a discussion. So if you want, when you *6 to mute, and then you may *6 again to unmute, and that way you can have opportunity to speak, opportunity for us to have quiet in the background. So I'm going to mute the chimes, but good morning. Good morning to all of you who are joining. That lady always has to tell me they're on, and then I have to push it again to get them to go off. You guys probably noticed that when you were doing the call. So,
happens to us, too.
I thought it might. If you'd like to get on to see the slides that we have today, we are doing what I'm calling a Monday call today, and I've kind of written out a little bit about what we do each day, and that is not very, it is fairly consistent, but each of the people who present do have opportunity to make changes if they like, if they have something special they want to present. And I'm not sure exactly if you might think that these are exactly what you want to present, but I think they're kind of what you have been presenting. So the other thing that I want to do before we go to that page is to mention our mission. Our mission is to teach and support the practice of habitual health style choices, becoming more mind and body fit. And and learn what those choices, how to improve those choices, and then be motivated to stay with them. And so it's a little bit of a, not a required accountability, but particularly we suggest accountability that we come on the call and learn what to do, and then we share our consistency and our improvements and how that has changed our lives. So our Monday's focus, as you can see, is the basics and an overview, and a lot of times we might have new people on Monday, so on one day we would kind of go have an overview of what we do, and that's what I do on Monday primarily, and that's me. Tuesday, Karen Eastwood is usually leading that call, talking about how we measure up, talking about accountability kind of, not necessarily talking about it, but having it, have an opportunity. If you, particularly if you're on the call to improve your life in some way, whether it be weight loss or blood pressure improvement, which is one of mine, and whatever you want to improve to have a better health style, that you can speak up and tell us about your successes. On Wednesday, Mary Lou has focused on several different things, particularly she's very well, her activities and her successes very much leads her to be able to talk to us about getting good exercise. She sometimes talks about good fats and bad fats. She's talked about that, and she varies a little bit along with me. And I talk about on Thursday anti-inflammation factors and what they do to our life. And on Friday we have the overview of the week by Monty. Does a great job with that, and then usually details the topic of the past week, and so gets a little bit more into the detail of something good that we've talked about, and we appreciate that. So now we're going to look at the health style basics, and then when I finish going through that, would like to have input on your suggestions if any, you're on the call, and especially if you haven't been on before and are looking for ways to stay healthier, looking for your suggestions for future discussions, you know, either if you're new or if you've been on here for a long time. Something maybe that we haven't discussed that you'd like to have discussed, or maybe you'd like us to discuss it a little more. We will be doing that. Lately we've been having a lot of information just that's out there that we discuss. And we are using Kathy Abascal's To Quiet Inflammation for Health and Weight Loss book, but we also look at other experts in the wellness field, particularly Dr. Russell Blaylock, and his report is one of our favorites. So, health style basics we're going to look at today. And the first one is that we have a 10-point chart that helps us to know what we're looking at for having a perfect wellness day. We drink our PIMAG water. We're realizing the need for our body to have that water, and have 8 ounces of water per day. 8 ounces a day, yes, right. eight ounce servings of water, but the best way to know how much water each person should have is to take your weight, divide it in half, and that's the number of ounces that you should have. And we have sometimes give suggestions about how to remember to drink all that water. We have point number two for our perfect day is to have a really good night's sleep, and you can't get any better sleep than with an ECAN sleep system. You see all kinds of advertisements for different sleep systems, but there's not anything that can match what you can have with ECAN. As I'm going through these, if there's any questions, just interrupt me. We are willing to have you just ask a question if you have a question as we go along. As far as added input, we'd prefer to have that at the end of the call, or I would anyway. Exercise, a minimum of 30 minutes a day exercise. If you're working on staying healthy, or if you're working on weight loss, you're not going to get very far if you don't get your exercise. Some people consider that the one most critical factor is exercise. We've talked about doing exercise all at one time, getting out there and taking yourself a good hike, the best that you can do. And then I have put in here what I do, and I'm usually in addition. I don't always get all of these, but these are my goals. Is I exercise before each meal. So I have before the meal. And that's a 3 to 15 minutes before the meal. Because I feel that increases my metabolism, and it's something that I can do with. I enjoy doing that and getting that extra run up and down the stairs or around the dining room table. Or I have a little trampoline I go and jump up and down on, and I'm a gazelle exerciser. But I usually only use a gazelle exerciser in the morning or in the evening. I don't usually get that in between the meals. So then we have our meals, and we go through those separately. And I've skipped over our nutritionals up here. And those are the NECAN nutritionals, so you may take some other nutritionals in addition. But these are some basics that are up here listed. And one of the things we talk about, these snacks, and sometimes one of the snacks they might consider we haven't talked about is greenzymes for a snack. You want to have really glowing skin and have somebody in some greenzymes in your body to help you stay really, really healthy. That would be a good snack to consider taking that as one of the snacks. Because it's a very, very nutritional food and keeps us healthy. So then we talk about pH and helping what we're supposed to eat. What are we supposed to eat? Well, we want to stay more alkaline. And so we talk about that pH chart. I'm just going to go through here a little bit more quickly now. We talk about what our plate should look like. Our plate should have a third to a half of, so I have two lines on this plate here. If you're not on here, we are looking at a slide that has a plate and shows you how much to eat. A third to a half protein, this is breakfast, and one half to two-thirds of vegetables or fruit. In the breakfast, it suggested that we have no grains for breakfast. That comes from Kathy Abascal, and that was a surprise to me because I had already started that, realizing that when I ate grains, I was just tired. Did not give me energy. And whenever I eat grains for breakfast, I immediately go back to that really, really tired. Actually, I haven't done that since we've started because it makes me so tired. And so we want to have energy and make our body run really well. Try having no grains for breakfast. But here at lunch and dinner, or even for one of your snacks, you can have one-third of your plate for your grains or your protein, and your protein might come partly from grains. And I have noticed, and some others have commented, that I can eat them at noon or at dinner. They don't make me that tired. And then two-thirds vegetables and fruit for your meals, lunch and dinner, and your snack. Kathy Abascal says you can even just eat one grape for a snack, but you need to have a snack to keep that, especially if you're trying to lose weight, because you want to keep your body not thinking you're starving to death and closing down the release of fat. You want it to keep burning the fat, and so that's why you want to be sure you have those two snacks. We have changed, unless you have special circumstances, in not having a snack before bedtime, but eat them during the day so that then you will sleep better because your body will not be producing insulin and preventing your body from producing other hormones that cause you to sleep. So if you're having trouble getting to sleep or sleeping all night, you might want to have your snack 2 or 3 hours before you go to bed, not right before you go to bed. Just another thing that we've learned on the program. Okay, so now, why do we want to stick to all these things? Well, we have seen that doctors and all the leading experts have told us that chronic disease epidemics, get my little pointer here, that we have listed on the screen now, heart disease epidemic, hypertension and strokes epidemic, type 2 diabetes and drug usage epidemic, inflammatory diseases. That would be arthritis and fibromyalgia, for example, autoimmune diseases, epidemic, cancer, very epidemic. All of these are now known to be have a common denominator of inflammation. We look at and talk about inflammation coming from toxins that were in our food. Ugh, there's so many toxins in our food. It gets scary. And in our environment. And so also then from having eating foods that are acidic. Not only some of our food, the foods in the market are toxic, they're also some of them are acidic. And so that's why we talk about that pH balance page back there. Okay, so how will you avoid these epidemics and how will you help others to avoid them? Take two aspirin, stick your head in the sand. I have a picture now on the screen. It has ostriches and they are making their comments here. And we don't want to be an ostrich. I assume we don't want to be an ostrich. We need to know what we need to do. One of our son's problems was he had way too much sodium in his food, and whenever I talked to him about it, he would say, "I don't put salt on my food." Whoa, and I found out all the different things he was eating, and I think he was even just really amazed. He'd just grown, and he looked to see how much sodium was in the foods that he had been eating. I almost did a whole call today on sodium, but I kind of like to do a overview on Monday, so I decided to cover that on a different day. Maybe somebody else will cover it on a different day. We'll see. Does anybody have any comments at this point? Questions or observations? If you are trying to speak up and you are, I'm not hearing you, which I'm not. Star 6 if you've muted.
I like the idea of the greenzymes for a snack. I hadn't thought of that.
I know a lady. She she had a bottle of greenzymes, water bottle, and she had put greenzymes in it, and she drank on it all day long. When she drank some water, she had greenzymes, and she had beautiful skin too.
I didn't realize it made your skin glow. I want to go get some now.
Me too. Thanks, Kathleen. Okay, so chronic inflammation clogs up your blood vessels. So it leads to the top killer diseases. Toxins. Toxins also lead to inflammation. They're in there affecting our body, and our body's trying to get rid of them. Our body, inflammation is one of our body's defense system. And so when it sees something that doesn't recognize it, calls in the defense system, and that's inflammation. And so then when it gets rid of that, it's supposed to go away. But if we keep having more and more toxins, you're going to have more and more inflammation and all those cytokines running around and collecting more, and pretty soon that builds up in your blood vessels and your joints, every place else. So we need to realize that. We need to help people learn about that. So what can we do about it? Well, we have Mekan with an answer for one big fat one, and that is the water system. Problem. All the toxins are in the water in every state in the whole nation, and not to mention the rest of the world. And so NECAN has the answer with a great pure air and water. Then there's the acidifying food, and NECAN has an answer for that. More alkaline whole foods, Siaga. That is an antioxidant which directly cancels, kind of, the acidic foods. Very alkaline. Jade greenzymes. We talked about that, and that also is very pH positive, and so again, we'll cancel out. If you do it, we're not saying we never eat anything that's acidic, but we have to have that balance and eat some foods that are alkaline to balance out that acidity. Otherwise, it's inflammation for us. And then the protein sources are all acidic. Some of them are toxic. They have all kinds of things added to them. We don't even recommend you buy meat, most of the meat from the grocery store, unless it says organic, grass-fed, organic meat sources. Somebody's scratching your phone there. Maybe your food, too. I don't know. So if you could star six, if you've got, and you're making noise, I certainly would appreciate it. Somebody must have laid down their phone and be using it for a call. Please star six if you're making noise. Thank you. Okay, so one of the sources for protein we recommend, definitely, is NACAM Body Balance. This is a wonderful way to make a smoothie. It has no refined or artificial sugars in it. It is sweetened with stevia. And then we do have some recipes. We'll come to those in a little bit. Well, another inflammation cause of inflammation is stress. One way that you can combat that is with really very, very good sleep, rest on the NACAM sleep system. Having going out and having some freedom, so you have some extra income in your budget because you share NACAM, and by doing this good deed of sharing NACAM and helping them to know about it, then you get income. If you get yourself up to the income level in NACAM, then you have some extra money to have fun times with your family, and your family will be better, your stress will be less, your money, financial stress will be less. You know, we can develop streams of income with NACAM. So somebody must not be listening on their phone. And we would like you to mute it. Star 6 to mute. Okay, so we talked about the water and the toxins. And this is the page that we just talked about, that we talk about toxins. And you go, well, we have toxins. We're so used to them. Well, it just seems like a natural thing to have. But toxins are poisons. And so here we have a list of the some of the ones that are in the water particularly, and in the air. We have some pictures here for the air. And we do have answers for that with NACAM. We have our wonderful, wonderful, delicious water with NACAM waterfall and a water bottle. Now we have a page on toxins of MSG, things to avoid. My, somebody must think that they have their phone muted and they don't. Maybe you could try star 6 to have your phone muted. You can star 6 if you want to say something. Thank you. No, you're still there. Okay. MSG is something to be aware of. Foods now, boxes or containers of grocery stores, foods and everything, they can say no MSG on it. And they do, when there is actually MSG with a different name. And so we have a list on our site, ybhurton.com, has this slide, I believe, that is avoid MSG. And there's a whole list. I don't even know how many. I can't even count them at a glance. It must be 3, 6, 9, 18 of them on there or so. Some of them are just spices and soy sauce and hydrolyzed proteins. All those have MSG in them. And so then there are some natural foods. You can read those on there. Avoid genetically modified foods by buying only organic. So we have to pay attention to our body. We have a list of body language attention, and some days we focus a little bit more on that. Here's a health style from the Zone Health style food pyramid, with a pineag water being the thing we take in the most, and then our fruits and vegetables, our proteins, and then our nuts and fats, and then our grains now are at the top of this pyramid, upside down from what the government has been telling us for years. We have a page that has recipes on it, and some of our favorites we can talk about. We are going to be encouraging people more and more to send in the recipes, and then I'll put them in our recipe book. And we'll have the recipe. Kathy Abascal's book, Quieting Inflammation, also comes with a recipe book with it if you purchase it. Of course. So we have some recipes here. I'm flipping through them. Oh, Mary Lou's favorite page. Your future depends on your choices. We have a road here, and there's a guy on here, and he has three roads to choose from. And actually, we only talk about two of them. The one to go to the left, that's, of course it goes to the left, the epidemics. is where you're going ahead. You don't make any changes. You just, oh, I like what how I'm living. I don't want to change. I'm going to go on that road. It's just too hard to change. Or over on this road, which we have chosen, we are on the call, have chosen the road to wellness, either health style or our financial type wellness. We can go down that road and stay healthier. And that's what we're doing. That's what we're teaching. And we're hoping to be together and change the world one home at a time. This is NECAM Partners with the Healthy Child, Healthy World side, and that is what we are doing. It is our mission to help people to make better choices. And that's the last one we're going to finish with, because we want to have a couple of minutes for questions, suggestions, or comments on how things have been going for you. It's your time. You're a quiet group. Maybe you just forgot to. If you're trying to speak and we don't hear you, now is the time to unmute your phone.
Okay. Can you quickly tell me where I go to get the slide as you were talking on the phone?
Okay, I would. who's calling in?
Oh, this is Wei. I just want to check in. How are you?
Well, hi. How are you doing? Yes, that would be on our website, Medicine Ruth's website. And that is
I'm on it right now.
Okay. Okay. And under Ruth's presentations. And then health style tools.
How far is it down on the right? Is it on the right?
Which slide are you looking for?
Got it. All right.
Okay, now then we have the information slide up here again also. So the calls are recorded and available on www.allswell.org also.
Thank you.
And you're welcome. I should put YB Hurton on this page. I thought it was. Okay, good question. Anybody else? Well, I've been motivated this last week in seeing where you can go with your blood pressure to really make sure that my 10 points are better observed, and my foods being not added as salt. I added, I went and looked at the, how much salt are you supposed to eat a day? Does anybody know how much salt is recommended that we eat a day? I thought, I don't even know. And so I looked it up. And then I found an article by Dr. Blaylock, of course, had a whole article, July 2005, Eliminate Hypertension Forever. And if you subscribe to Dr. Russell Blaylock's report, monthly report, you also can have a password so you can see all his past reports. So, someone, are you driving by where a train is going by or something? I can hear your traffic. I appreciate a star six. Okay. So anyway, the salt, I don't think it was in here that I found the exact amount of salt that you're supposed to have. I've had that. I'm looking at it. You guys probably can't see it because I'm not showing you my desktop. But it was approximately 2/3 of a teaspoon is your total sodium, under 3,000 milligrams for your day. And that's about 2/3 of a teaspoon, apparently. And so that's not very much salt. Now, a lot of us are using real salt. However, I think that the real salt makes my blood pressure go up just as much as the other salts do. Or anyway, it still makes it go up. I'm still affected with it, so I'm not recommending that. We have more salt just because we're eating real salt.
I find that my hands swell if I get a little extra.
Of the real salt even?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And I've been kind of surprisingly observing that recently.
I think it's definitely a healthier salt. But I think it's not wise to encourage people to eat more salt for any reason because they think it's healthy. We have minerals in our water. Drink more water instead of more salt. Pine mag water, that is. I think that will keep us healthier. Thank you for your comment, Kathleen. Okay.
Salt makes us pretty much retain water, and that's why we get the some of us get extra swelling when we do indulge in too much salt. If we get the salt out, then I know for me it's when the inflammation in my hands and my water retention isn't as bad.
That's true, yeah. I notice a difference in it, and I think it's probably from that same swelling in my joints.
That's something I think is great about this call. It makes us cognizant of these little things that we can adjust. And by the time two or three of us have shared something, it just adds in and like, oh, yes, I will really address that.
That makes all the difference in the world, I think, to the call. Exactly, Kathleen. I agree. And that means that... By becoming more cognizant of what is happening with our bodies, if I can find that ostrich. It makes us just really, well, that was a good shot. I got it. The ostriches are back on the slide. And so that we wake up and get out here and share, and that really strengthens our desire to stay with the program, but also to be, I think, being aware, of course, makes a difference in what we choose to do.
And it shores us up. A lot of times I find, I knew that 15 years ago, but you just kind of slip it behind the rest of the information sometimes. It brings it right up to the surface.
This is true. So, good. That really helps. Any other comments? Questions? So, okay, it's time for us to close our call. And tomorrow we will meet again, same time, same place. And I'm not sure Karen is doing the call tomorrow. I will find out. Somebody will be doing the call. So you guys all have a great day, and I hope that you've been encouraged by the call to have a 10-point day and stay as healthy as you possibly can do, and come back and learn some more with us. So have a great day.
Thank you, Ruth.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.